This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll have Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a second, but got a whole bunch of basketball stuff for you. And obviously, I'm going to start with this for one person in particular.
Me.
RJ Barrett versus the Warriors was outstanding. Reggie. In his last five games, he's averaging 22 points, six rebounds, and four assists on 51% shooting.
Wow.
39% three-point shooting and 87% free throw shooting. So
what's that bring his three-point shooting for the year up to?
Don't
like 20%?
Worry about that part.
Incredible.
How's Michael Porter Jr. doing?
Oh, he hasn't really been playing.
He hasn't been playing. Oh,
yeah. He was on the COVID protocol.
There we
and
are.
And then, speaking of shooting, did you see the history that the Jazz have made? Through the first 15 games, they have made 248 three-pointers.
Wait, what?
So they're averaging, I think it's like 16 and a half per game. That includes 133 in the last seven games, their seven-game win streak. That's the most ever. So they have the most ever in a seven-game span, the most ever in a 15-game span to start the season. So the Utah Jazz are destroying it from the three-point line.
That's a team I haven't watched a lot, but last season in the bubble, if you saw that and were like encouraged by it, you should really like Utah as an offensive team because they didn't have their second leading scorer in Bogdan Bogdanovich. There's two of them and they're not related. In that playoff, so I think they're figuring some things out and that offense is coming together really
and
nicely.
Conley is found somewhat a way better chemistry than last year. Last year he sometimes was a negative player, just not fitting in, and then. When you watched the game last night, and if you watch Inside the NBA, Shaq became the really heavy guy that asked questions to start off every Jason Garrett press conference.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Where you're like, you didn't have a question, you just made a statement.
Father, this is Shaq. I said tonight that you are one of my favorite players, but you don't have what it takes to get to the next level. I said it on purpose. I wanted you to hear it. What do you have to say about that?
All right. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, cool.
I mean,
I wanted you to hear it.
I've been hearing that since my rookie year. You know, I'm just going to get better and do what I do.
Good.
At the end of the day.
Well, that's what I wanted you to hear you say.
Yes,
love
sir.
Your game, brother. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
Oh, he did not appreciate that.
Hey, guess what? Your team stinks. All right, thanks. We just won this game. So
yeah, what do you have to say for yourself
in a row.
What do you have to say about that?
Yeah. You're like, I don't love it? Now, the other day, you remember we threw out that Kevin Porter Jr. was probably going to be on the move. Did you see what he actually got traded for?
Yes.
He essentially got traded for nothing.
Conditioner and a second round pick, right?
For the
showers after the game?
He got traded to the Rockets.
A conditional second round pick?
It kind of is.
Oh, I thought it was conditioner and a second round pick.
No.
Like, yeah, shampoo. Just
the conditioner is no good without
Listen,
the shampoo.
You never use all the conditioner. You always use all the shampoo.
Well, maybe they were low on conditioner.
So they traded him to the Houston Rockets for a heavily protected second round pick. The pick is top 55 protected. There are only 60 picks in the draft. So Houston would have to land picks 56 through 60 to ever convey that pick.
What is that? Like you have to make it to the conference finals in essence?
Yeah, or
it's
have
all
the best two
record.
Records in the semi.
Oh, yeah, it is all record. That's true.
So they would have to have one of the best six, one of the best five records in the league to ever convey this pick. But I guess not that surprising given that the Cavs were thinking about waiving him already. And then if you need an inspiration for if we start betting again.
What if they put your picks in a heavily, like where you play paintball? But you don't play paintball. You just have to heavily protect it. But if a team can get that pick, like capture the flag.
Yeah, I was like, are we playing capture the flag with a pick?
I mean, yeah. I would watch it, wouldn't you?
Yep, and you have to say, like, how heavily protected is this pick? And some of them you have to leave not as protected.
I'm in. Anything to make trades more exciting, I support.
As I was talking, I was like, this is stupid.
Now I'm interested. Who gets to go play the paintball or the capture the flag? Is it the actual players on the team?
Yes.
Have to go and, like, try and get
yes.
the
I don't know if they want it that bad.
That's
because some of the players would be like, I might lose my job if we get this heavily protected.
Is it all the GMs?
What about the fringiest players on the roster? And whoever wins the game for their team is guaranteed their contract for the next season. I think we might have something here. By the way, if y'all bet again in Crosstalk, here's some inspiration. Wednesday night, a guy made an 11-leg parlay on the Celtics 76ers game, betting on Danny Green for the over in points, Marcus Smart on points, Tristan Thompson on rebounds, and on and on and on and on. He bet $250. He hit on all 11 of his parlays just that game, which brings him a sweet $103,000.
And he immediately gets out of the gambling game forever, right?
I do not believe that is what happened, but I like your sense of enthusiasm right there.
You keep it in your Venmo account. Don't tell your significant other, and then they don't know you're gambling.
Wow, that sounds like a very real
hey,
thing that you just said. And
that does sound very real.
100%. Earlier today, and this is big football news before we get to Masterpiece of the Week. Earlier today, we told you that Patrick Mahomes had gone through the vast majority of practice again, and he had not cleared concussion protocol, but it looked overwhelmingly likely that he was going to play. Within the last few minutes, Patrick Mahomes has told reporters that he has been cleared from the concussion protocol. So think about the progression. At the beginning of the week, the Chiefs said they were not concerned about his foot. You saw him practice some on Wednesday. You saw him get the majority of practice on Thursday. And then today, he clears the concussion protocol. So Patrick Mahomes, as we thought would be the case, is good to go for Sunday's AFC Championship game.
Corey wants to put another 200 on it now, huh?
Oh, man.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just excited to watch this weekend, Mike, and hopefully everybody comes across. Hopefully somebody comes across as a winner.
Well, Corey, how much more fun would it be if you had $200 on the line?
I mean, what are you doing right now,
yeah,
Reggie?
What are
Why are you trying to
right
do
now?
This to me?
Like,
don't
like
you know what I'll do?
I'm just trying
you
to
know
get
I'll
people
start,
going.
I'll start gambling
don't,
and betting, and that's
don't.
Not – I had to go through that for 3 weeks of stress, and I made the one big smart bet that really paid off for me.
Let's get to the Bassic thing again.
All right, now it's, now it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
She said list this.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, Reggie.
Hey, Reggie.
All right, let's do it. It's, as Mike said, it's the Bassic piece of the week, apparently. Where
nice.
We revisit some of the funny, stupid, odd things that Mike said, and I guess some other stuff that we said as well. And this is going to hold true to form. There is a lot of Mike, a little bit of Corey, a little bit of Kevin. And you know,
Kevin won last week.
He did.
That's true.
Didn't have
yes,
a lot of entries.
Tom Brady love.
But yes, he absolutely loves Tom
Still
Brady.
Alive.
And
Kevin, do you remember what you said about Tom
I
Brady?
I do. I do.
Yeah, I don't have it pulled up. Can you just recreate it real quick?
No, I will not.
Who else do you feel that way about?
I could tell you some people.
Okay.
Some people?
Your wife?
Yes, that's who I meant.
She's one person,
mm-hmm.
though.
I love you, Jess. Back to you
Does
guys.
Does he? All right, let's start here as Mike. I don't want to set this up. Mike said this.
I did bring 3 eggplants to his house, though.
You and 2 other dudes, or...
No, I went to the grocery store and I bought 3 eggplants because I kept winning a bet, and then they kept sending me Venmos with eggplants, and I love eggplant. I think it is a great food to eat. And so I was just like, all right, well, you guys keep making fun of this, so I'm going to bring the real deal because you guys keep giving me the pictures of it on Venmo. I'm going to bring them to your house.
So you actually took eggplants to their house?
Yeah, it's probably weird. A guy was stocking vegetables at the grocery store I went to, and I just grabbed three eggplants.
Wait a minute. We're not going to keep rolling right past that. Like, you didn't just say somebody was stocking vegetables? Oh, stocking. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think he was like,
come on, dude. How are the vegetables stocking it back on the shelf?
The stalker, the grocery store stalker. Not a person who's like, oh, no, there he is. That Tom Thumb and Kroger again, the grocery store stalker.
That would be a weird way to get around it. Like when you went to your neighbors, if you had to introduce yourself, you're like, yeah, for the record, I need to tell you I'm a grocery store stalker. And they're like, oh, that's fine. And they don't know what you really mean.
I just want to throw this out there. I know this is Bassick's segment here, but Gavin Dawson just tweeted, I have the bet of the weekend, and I'm going to try to get Mike to bet me big on the next segment on 105.3 The Fan.
All right.
Nice.
So there you go, Mike.
I hope he doesn't like any of the favorites.
We'll see.
He's usually an underdog guy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Corey said this.
What?
And he started live streaming the process.
Are there nuts in them?
On the live stream, or?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Were
saying
we talking about ice cream there, maybe?
Was it a... Yeah, was that about a pie or something?
You tell me. Was it about a pie?
I think we were talking about desserts because I think it furthered the conversation to Kevin likes no nuts in desserts.
You guys are all incorrect. Maybe this will give you a little bit more context as Corey also said this, which honestly is its own entity.
Do y'all like nuts in your waffles or do y'all like...
He gave the waitress the extra money.
Hold on. I wanted to hear Kevin's response. Okay.
Yeah, there was more stuff happening. One more time.
And y'all like nuts in your waffles, or do you like? Do you? Or would you rather?
No. No. I do not.
I'm fine with that.
I prefer nuts in the waffles. They when we make them on Christmas.
Shouldn't do that to your waffle.
It is weird that I've just never heard of that.
Are you more concerned
like,
with the waffle or the nuts at that point?
Oh, yeah. No, I thought he dropped the S and singularized it. My bad.
There you go. Yeah.
Now what?
We live in Texas. The state tree is pecan tree. Put some pecans in your waffles. It's good.
Or is it pecan?
Oh, no.
Don't do that right now. We have too much to get to.
Yeah, like something like this that Mike said?
That could be me out there. But instead, I farted my way to my couch.
Which I don't know. How do you do that? Like... Propulsion-wise, is that what we're talking about here?
I feel like this is Mike, and he's looking out the window, and there's somebody out there for a jog or something, having a good time, and he's like, old man Mike in his slippers. That could be me out there.
Man, Mike.
I'm going to go fart my way.
Mike, I know you probably won't go all the way back, but when we were talking about, staying focused and needing motivation and everything like that, people took you talking about wanting to date your wife as, like, how much better your career could have been. They're like, oh, so what you're saying, if Sue wouldn't have come around, then you could have done all, you could have won a Cy Young. Like, all kinds of people texted that in.
No.
And by the way, you were talking about Dwayne Haskins.
There you go.
Yeah, he did.
Good point.
He's off the couch now as a practice squatter guy.
Is he a practice squatter?
He loves Jesus.
Well, I don't know. He signed with the Steelers, but like, I don't think it's like a real... You know, like a real one-year contract where he's on the team next
year. It might
be.
Remember, they're losing Ben Roethlisberger. Well, likelihood. Anyways, this isn't about sports. This is about the weird things we said, like when Kevin said this.
In terms of, like, people rubbing things in my face,
Higgy.
Wow. That was Broadus who said that. It's only fair. We've used that line against him so many times. It's only fair.
You know, I got to step up my game. I'm voting for you right now, Kevin. Play that one again. I just want to hear it again right now.
In terms of, like, people rubbing things in my face,
Higgy.
Wow. You got excited and, like, enjoyed it for a second there, and then you pulled back.
I do like the ones where you can hear the instant regret in my voice. So
yeah, I've come to enjoy that, and as you can tell, I'm leaving that portion of the audio in the clip.
Broadus is great there.
Speaking of Broadus, this is also another moment where he was great.
He's got pressed lunch meat on his breath.
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't even know what the context was.
I don't know what that means either.
One
lunch
more time.
Meat I get. Why is Pret? What makes I don't, the I meat don't, pressed?
No idea.
He's got pressed lunch meat on his breath.
Also, Mark Bassick just said.
Pressed meat is like, okay, all right, so it's like the, you know, the
panini?
The loaf with like the olives and stuff in it.
Oh.
Like that's
gross.
A pressed meat. That's a pressed lunch meat.
Gross.
So that's what I'm seeing here.
Okay. I don't think that we should desecrate the dead like this, like what Mike said.
You can do it with Prince.
It's just not right. It's not right, Mike.
I thought he was going to list off a bunch of other
dead
people.
I did too. And they were all going to be dead people. And I was going to be like, oh no.
It's pretty good though.
Who's the first dead person who comes to your mind? Go.
Right now, Hank Aaron.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Damn. Topical.
Mike said this.
Steve Young.
Nope.
Is he black?
Yes. I know you didn't mean it like that, but it sounds like there's some disdain in your voice.
I'm disappointed with myself for whatever the question was. I got it wrong with the answer of Steve Young, and so I'm like, I don't know. I just wanted a hint, and the hint
that's my new vote right there. I was voting for farted to the couch, but that's my new vote.
All right, guys, and finally, this one's going to take a little while, but let it breathe. It's worthwhile, as the whole show got involved in this one.
Philip Rivers says he has no regrets about leaving the Chargers.
How do you spell it?
For the Colts. What?
How did he spell regrets? R-A-G-R-E-T-S.
He spelled it correctly, but he also spells his first name with only one L, so that's clearly wrong. And then let's go to the draft. We already knew picks.
Wouldn't it be pronounced Philip? I always pronounce it Philip. Like up, like going up. Should I be pronouncing it lip?
Philip.
Philip. Philip. I always pronounce it Philip.
Philip.
How do you pronounce it? It's
Mike, Berger. I think he would have thrived on our nighttime show. I really, really do.
This map is heavy.
Philip.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will be hearing that conversation one more time.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. When you have a friend or a person that you meet and their name's Philip, do you pronounce it lip or lup? I think that's a
team win.
Education.
That's a team win, fellas.
Here's the thing I need Mike to do a little bit better at. I need you to speed up your pace just a little bit because I love what you add to the show, but I feel like a lot of times these thoughts come when we've moved on to the next thing and you're like, no, I'm not done with what we were just talking about.
I don't know when to interrupt. But I eventually do. Eventually in my head, I'm like, screw it. I am going to interrupt. I eventually interrupt, so I might as well interrupt early. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it
quickly.
I enjoy your timing.
And real quick before we move on, I just want to highlight my favorite part of this, which is kind of below the surface. It's right here where Corey does this.
I really, really
this
do.
This map is heavy. I believe that is Black Sheep, it's Black Sheep reference. Whenever they were in the car and the gas was leaking, and they were like, limit.
What a terrible movie that I love very much. So I'm going to vote for Mike Bassick's disappointment that it's not Steve Young and where he takes it from there.
Steve later. Young.
Nope.
Is he black?
Yes. I think I have the appropriate response there, too.
Yes.
I'm going to vote for English people not doing good spelling when they made things up.
Okay.
And he's they screwed everything up. And everybody's like, oh, you're horrible at spelling, Bassick. Well, I'm like, well, some dumbass spelt it wrong to begin with, and we stuck with it.
Do you
that's how I feel
lip
about English.
Or
lup.
And that's a team win, I think. Everybody gets marked
right,
for
Corey,
a win.
Corey, are you voting that as well?
No, I'm voting for Kevin and the things on his face.
Oh, ooh. Damn it. In terms of, like, people rubbing things in my face, well,
mark that, Higgy.
No.
Wow. That's
it. All right, Reggie, might be up to you.
I'm actually, this is going to be a four-way tie, because I'm voting for Corey.
Do y'all like nuts in your waffles, or would you rather?
No. No, I do not.
I'm fine with that.
That's also a Mike win.
Thanks, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,